All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you. This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, boo-boo babies.
How's it going?
It's going pretty good. How about... Yeah, it is going good. How are you?
Good. New week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
I'm pretty good.
Good. Yeah. What's the latest? Latest and the greatest?
Latest and the greatest. You know, no hot tea or anything, but, you know, working. What happened last weekend?
It was a pretty quiet weekend for me. I don't feel like I did much. I didn't. I kept it low key.
I do. I too kept it low key.
I kept it pretty low key. Nothing really exciting, honestly, truly.
Yeah.
There was nothing.
It was just one of those weekends.
Yeah, it was.
One of those weekends.
Yeah. Saturday, I just went and got my nails done, came home and like laid on the couch.
That's cool. Did you binge something or?
No. It was really chill.
Did you watch something? What are you doing on your phone?
Mm-mm.
Red? Did you finish that book?
No, but I will.
Okay.
I will. Nope, I'm not pressuring myself.
Yeah.
I am going to start a fiction book.
Yeah, I've been wanting to get into fiction.
I'm going to get into
fiction. I was thinking using Audible for that.
Yeah. I too was going to use my Audible account. The seven husbands of whatever her name is what I'm going to read.
Ooh.
I forgot what it's called, but I have it queued up. I'll let y'all know how it goes.
I used to stay in a fiction book. My young head buried in a fiction book.
I did too. I loved to read when I was younger. I swear I did.
Me too. I get lost in those books. Did you read the remember the Boxcar Children?
No. I didn't read that. Ooh. I read a lot of Junie B. Jones.
The Babysitter's Club.
Of course, Babysitter's Club. Goosebumps.
Oh.
Yes. I was into that kind of stuff.
I was so into Goosebumps. American Girl.
No.
You didn't read Addie?
I did read Addie. Addie was a slave.
Yeah, she was an American girl.
Oh, yeah, I did read that.
She was an American girl.
American girl. But I really did enjoy fiction. And maybe that's why I'm not drawn to read any self. Like, everything has been so self-helpy in the last, like, decade that maybe if I pivot to some fiction, I'll enjoy.
I mean, I love a coldest winter ever. Yeah, those Zane novels had me and my frenzy. Lips in a chokehold. Yeah, as
quivering.
Shaking. Okay. I'm like, what is this I feel?
The Zane Sex Chronicles were one for the ages.
Addicted was.
Listen.
When I read Addicted, I'm like.
Oh my God. That was like soft porn.
What?
That was soft porn for your
erotica.
Mind. Erotica. It was really stimulating.
It was real
erotica.
It was Dipsy.
Yeah, it was. Now, child, I don't even know how I would feel now reading that book.
I want to read it again.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Should we take it for a go? Even though we already know what's going to happen?
It's still like you get lost. It's like mindless reading. That's the thing about fiction. You know, with the nonfiction, we like, let me remember this shit. Let me apply this shit. Exactly. Highlight and taking notes.
It's different. The self-help stuff. Remember Eric Jerome Dickey? Listen,
I remember that,
girl.
Brother. Fly Girl.
It was Fly Girl.
I loved Fly Girl. Yeah. My faves, Fly Girl, True to the Game, The Coldest Winter Ever, Addicted, and there was some more Zane.
I loved all the Zane Chronicles.
The Zanes.
Every Chronicle.
Everyone.
I remember there was one story that she told about a laundromat, a lady and a fellow at a laundromat. Huh. Gotta get back into the Chronicles.
I gotta get some of those black erotic.
I feel like Zane was the only one doing that erotica like that.
No, because there is some scenes. Sister Soulja gave us a few.
But the full erotica,
the full erotica, Zane had that on lock. Zane had block on lock, clock stay.
She was in her bag with erotica.
Oh, Zane's a she?
It's a he? Don't tell me it's a he. It's a girl. It's a lady. It's a woman. Is my sister still alive? Listen, Zane is a lady. It's not
a
boy.
Damn, this whole time I thought it was a brother.
I wouldn't be watching. I would not be listening. I would not be reading Sex
Why not?
Chronicles because, ew. I don't like that. I want to hear, no. It's giving like Victoria's Secret is a man. I don't like that.
Okay.
I don't like it. I'm going to have to find out. I'm going to have to see Zane. There she is.
So I've been Zane author.
Zane author. There it is.
You got to put the author.
Yeah, Zane, Six Chronicles. Did y'all watch?
Because they might give you Lil Zane.
Zane, she's an author. There she is, black woman, period.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that.
And she's still living. 55 years old. So
she's only 55?
She is. She was young writing them nasty novels. She was young. Because, yes, the Sex Chronicles, Addicted.
That's what I'm going to read. Addicted. Ooh, yes. Chronicles. Ooh, that's going to be a nice little nighttime read with paired with a glass of wine, bitch.
It's too much. It's giving Pull Out Your Tracy's Dog. That is going to give out Pull Out Your Tracy's Dog. Addicted. Let's get the Addicted in rotation. I will order it on Amazon.
Me too. Tonight.
Y'all read it too.
Tonight.
Let us know. Yeah, weekend was low key, so.
Okay.
We'll see what's coming up on the agenda this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else is up? Oh. Ratings and reviews.
Those are it.
Up and stuck. I see a lot of you have been going over to Spotify and putting your bid in over there. Please, if you haven't already, get your ass over there.
Why is the update not showing on my Spotify? You're going to have to keep tabs on that because...
I have the tabs. You know, I think today we're at 85. Next week, let's come back and be at...
100.
100. I feel like that's a doable goal. 100, let's do it. You girls out there who listen on Spotify,
where are you looking?
Who are taking advantage of us by not leaving your rating, I'm done with you.
Do not take advantage of us.
86. So we want to be at 100. Yeah, we want to be at 100. But to show our appreciation, we are going to read a rating and review.
We are. We're going to read a review of the week. This one comes from Icyoma. Hopefully I'm saying your name right, Queen. She says, my mom and I are still homegirls. We've been listening to this podcast for 2 years. Don't drag me. This isn't my first review. We love someone who spins the block.
Yeah, come on back.
Feel free to spin the block and leave an updated review. She says, and we love it here. My mom and I are in complete awe of the growth of Germany and Britney. We heard that some people have been complaining about the podcast having commercials. But y'all, we're so proud. Y'all are consistent in your content. Never disappoint. For homegirls for life. P.S. We're just saying we love to see you guys have your own talk show on primetime TV. And these are the type of listeners, homegirl supporters that we need in our life.
We too could see ourselves on primetime.
Speaking things.
Taking Wendy's
into
spot.
Existence like primetime TV. And now you see the growth and you love to hear the ads.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Y'all do know this. As much as this is your healing, this is our way to freedom. Okay. Healing and freedom go hand in hand. We are trying to get out.
Healing freedom.
They're one and it's the same. Healing so
freedom.
Thank y'all for listening to the ads. Thank y'all for using the codes and supporting the
Please
people who support
the
us. Yeah, we appreciate it. And if you are our homegirl who just cannot get with the ads, that's okay. Join us over on Patreon where there are ad-free episodes updated and uploaded every week.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, and speaking of Patreon, y'all can join us over there for extra bonus content goodies. Like I mentioned, the bonus episodes, the journal prompts, the affirmations, the playlist, the ad-free episodes, all of that lives over on Patreon. So if you haven't joined us over there yet, be sure to get on over and get a little sample of what you're missing.
Get on over there.
Yes.
Also, get on over to YouTube. The girls are on YouTube. There wasn't a video last week because we had some technical difficulties, but everything is looking good this week, so we are back.
Yeah. Hey, y'all.
We're back on the big screen. Before we get to prime time, you can see us on YouTube.
Yeah, on your time.
So, subscribe.
Yes. Thank y'all for everybody who already has subscribed. So, last week's episode.
Wait, before we do that, let's shout out our new patrons.
Oh, yes, honey.
We have.
Give them their flowers.
Nijah.
Hey, Nijah. I feel like, Nijah, you've come and gone. I'm glad you're back.
A few have, but we welcome you with open arms.
Come on.
The door is always open. Just like a church.
It's giving prodigal son.
Just like the church. The doors of Patreon are always open.
What's up?
We have Allie.
Hey, Allie girl.
Desiree.
Hey, Desiree.
Lexi.
Lexi. What's good?
Holly.
Hey, Holly.
Destiny.
Hey, Destiny.
Cece.
Cece, what's up, girl? That better not be my mama.
What's no, it's not that.
C-I-C-I?
It's just a C and a C.
Okay, no, sometimes she does that.
Just as letters?
Yeah.
It's not giving Dean. I didn't see Dean. Laura.
Hey, Laura, girl.
And Kayla.
Hi, Kayla. Welcome to the squad, y'all. Welcome to the gang. It's a lot of you guys this link. I'm happy. It's giving tears of joy.
Yeah, and we gave a little snippet on Instagram about our bonus episode about love bombing.
Yeah.
We talked about how we got love bombed, so.
If you haven't listened, go on over to Instagram. Go follow us on Instagram, too. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Get over there.
That part.
So, last week's episode.
Last week.
We chatted about getting unstuck. The lighthouse method, applying it, essentially using the lighthouse method when you don't know where to start. You have a goal, maybe you don't.
You don't have a goal, you just know that you want to get somewhere.
That's it.
You have in your mind that there's a destination you want to reach. Mm-hmm. You might not be quite sure of how to get to the destination. What the destination is, you know that it's something greater.
Something in the future.
Something.
Something looking for you to look ahead to.
Yes.
Keep your eyes lifted on him.
On the prize.
And your prize, exactly.
Both.
So if you haven't listened
Cock-eyed.
Already.
Eye on him, eye on the prize. Do you not make your eyes
Absolutely
cross-eyed?
Not. No, I don't. I think you're supposed to look at the tip of your nose. Did I do it?
No.
Just check now.
No.
Okay, fuck it then. It don't matter. Child games.
Right.
Child games. Okay. So I think this is the perfect episode. That was a perfect episode to listen to at the top of the year when everybody's gearing up, getting their goals in line, setting out their intentions. Maybe you just don't know where to start. Mm-hmm. And this is a great episode to listen to relieve the pressure off yourself and have you change your perspective on what it looks like to move towards an achievement.
Yes.
Get into it. Yeah.
Get into it.
Yeah.
So this week we are getting into another topic. We are going to be talking about excellence over perfection.
Mm-hmm. Perfezione.
Which the two are commonly confused. Excellence and perfection are not synonymous. They're two different things.
Yeah.
And sometimes perfection can hinder progress, right? We can be like, I want to be perfect. This needs to be perfect. And until it's perfect, it's not good. Or I can't even start until it's perfect, like we mentioned last week with the lighthouse effect. And we want to make sure we're removing any barriers that we create or that we think are in our way so that we can get the ball rolling. That's really what we're trying to do. Make shit happen.
Yeah.
And striving for perfection can prevent that.
It really can. Have you ever been in a situation where you felt like, if it's not perfect, I don't want to do it? Or are you striving for perfection?
Yeah.
What does it look like? What does that look like for you?
It has looked like feeling like if I do something and it's not the best, like I kind of beat myself up, mm-hmm. like,
and beat me up.
Get your ass over here and get your ass beat.
The beating goes both ways. The beating of me, the beating of you.
I done beat myself the thin line between love and hate, orange and a fucking stocking. Get your ass over
here. Not the Lynn Whitfield.
Yes.
Ooh, Lynn was so crazy. Yeah,
I just watched that movie.
The beating up of a
crazy ass.
Yourself and me.
Yeah. Yeah, it just looks like that. Like, not even being able to appreciate. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah,
things, because I'm nitpicking out what could have been better and just being overcritical, which is a trait of mine.
Yes,
I can be overly critical of myself and others that I have identified. I'm aware and I feel like I'm making progress.
Come on.
Have I beat you up lately?
I'm just kidding. I have not been beaten, lady. I'm not even going to say what I want to say. Not gonna take it there,
but you were gonna take it sexual.
No, hell no. Oh, yeah. I was not about to take it freaky. No. You haven't.
Good.
You have not.
So, how about you? Have you felt? Have you felt like the pressure of to be perfect? I know you say that you were a prodigy, child prodigy. Was there something there?
I think it's not with. I feel like other people might want me to be like, not perfect, because I just feel like that is so extreme. But I would say that maybe there's a spectrum, right, of perfectionism. There's that real far end where it's like, okay, I can't even, it has to be perfect. And then there's like a sort of in between. So maybe not necessarily myself, but I felt, I wonder if it's OCD. I feel like I might have some OCD ways.
You do?
I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, you do.
I think so.
You have some.
I think so. Couple that with a little bit attention deficit disorder, maybe some ADD.
I think I definitely do have some ADD. I was feeling that, because it's not ADHD, but it's definitely like I have been having some trouble focusing on tasks. Like mm-hmm. I get distracted very easily, and then I'm like forcing a multitask when I need to be monotasking
sometimes. Yeah.
It's like my mind is like, I need to do this. Oh, and I need to do that.
That's
too.
How I am.
And then I need to do that.
I was literally in the kitchen cleaning everything up. I went from folding one thing. I turned my head, see the vegetable broth, need the top on it, put that on, turn around, put that down. It's like I cannot just thought. It's yeah. So difficult. So
I know that there's some quieting I need to do. I really want to go to that float tank.
Oh, yeah, you should.
Because I feel like that'll.
When your braids is out. Because it's salt water.
Right.
So you need to go when you can just like wash your hair after.
Okay.
It's not a braided style. And yeah, it's not a braided style. I would not highly recommend don't going if you have a protective style in your head.
Thanks.
Because that's salt water sick.
Because I'm going to be sitting straight up like your ass was. Yeah. Crisscross.
Listen. But yeah, maybe a little bit of perfectionism. A little. I think it would be a good knowledge piece, a knowledge bomb. To explain the difference between excellence and perfection.
Let's do it.
So, excellence, per the dictionary, is the quality of being outstanding or extremely good, right? And perfection is the condition, state, or quality of being free or as free as possible from all flaws or deficits.
Mm.
All flaws or deficits.
Mm.
Now...
So there's definitely differences here.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's definitely differences. So when you are striving for excellence, you want to be good at something.
Yeah.
You want to complete it to the best of your abilities. This is what I have to tell myself. Because I definitely want to be good. I don't want to say, well, I'm not perfect and I'm just being subpar, like mm-hmm, just mm-hmm, doing mm-hmm. whatever to say it's complete. And like, you know, I'm taking the pressure off myself. I'm not perfect. But when you're perfect, it's like there's no flaw. Even if you did your best.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes your best, even when you give your best, there might be something that you fuck up on. Yeah. Or not, might not even fuck up. It's just like, okay, it is what it is.
No right, no wrong.
But when it's perfect, there's no room for error.
And that's just not humanly possible. I think that's what we have to realize. And even in this conversation, that like, there's literally no way for us to be perfect. There's just no way. But if we kind of
or for other people to be perfect too.
Now that's the T. There's no way for because you know we do be expecting like show
there's
up.
Types of perfectionism. There's the expectation of yourself to be perfect. Mm-hmm. There's the pressure that you may feel from other people when they expect you to be perfect or you think they expect you to be perfect. And then there's the pressure you put on other people to be perfect. Like I'm expecting what was that? Like this is not a good enough for me. That's when you think I'll be beating your ass.
Yeah, that's
you already knew you were gonna
you
say.
Have a yours is coupled.
That's
yours is
other coupled. Oriented.
You have one and three in the bag.
Mm-hmm. The self and others.
It's self and others.
Because you know why I think that the others come? Because if I'm putting the pressure on myself to be, well, not anymore, but when I was. Mm-hmm. Putting the pressure on myself to be perfect and like setting myself to such a high standard, then I'm expecting the same from other people, which right. is not fair.
It's not fair. And I think it makes it harder to detach from that expectation when you are closely tied to someone else and you guys are doing work together.
Yeah, because it's like this work is my work too.
Right. But the way that you perceive it is different than other people might perceive it.
I understand.
You know, I'm not.
No, I'm saying I do understand. But when I'm thinking, I'm like,
we gotta be perfect.
Right.
And I'm like, hold on. Let's strive for excellence here. Then we got to pivot.
And I can accept striving for excellence because when you're, like I said, when you're striving for excellence, that means you are still doing your best.
Yeah.
Doing the best that you can.
And that's how I like to move forward.
Landing where you fall.
And you're
as
landing,
long as you're not being lazy.
No, and I have some lazy ways. I can be, but honestly, I don't. Okay, do you feel like I've been lazy lately?
No, you have not.
You heard it from her.
If you're clocked in. You've been clocked in.
That's what I try to do. I'm like, you know what? There's no expectations. That's what excellence feels like to me. When I'm trying my best and I can accept my best because I don't really beat myself up a lot about certain things, most things, because I'm not like a perfectionist in that regard. But I can accept that I really did my best when I know I did everything I could. Like I woke up early. I did whatever I was assigned to.
I did it.
And if it didn't work after that, it's not my fault. But I know I did the best that I can. I know I communicated the best that I can. I know that I showed up when I could. And that's just that. Now, when I was being lazy, then it's kind of like, then I feel like I become more defensive.
Because you knew you weren't doing even what you were supposed to do.
Right.
Right.
But sometimes I can't accept like, hold on now, don't come down. I'm pretty sensitive.
She is.
It's like a bitch is lazy, but don't. You ain't got to tell me.
I never said you're lazy.
I know, but I'm just saying sometimes your energy. Her energy. Yeah. Yeah. It's really not the energy of you're lazy. It's the energy of it's not good enough.
Okay.
You know? But now that I'm not lazy no more, I'm like, can't nobody say nothing to me.
And we haven't even had anything to be said. There hasn't even been anything that needs to be said.
Yeah.
We're working in tandem. You've decided to show up and be excellent and not lazy. And I have decided to not try to be perfect.
Yeah.
Look at how that works.
And then it is so much more of a balance. It's so much more harmonious.
Right.
Because this year, that's one of my intentions this year. I ain't write shit down, y'all. It's all in my head. And that's what I'm letting lead. Spirit and my thoughts. Spirit coupled with thoughts are guiding me through this year. Mm-hmm. But one of my intentions was to just be... to strive for excellence in my life, to be 1% better than I was the day before, no matter what it is, if it's just one little thing, like I normally wouldn't do this, but today I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna go the extra mile in just a little bit, just baby steps. I ain't saying I'm about to show up a whole new bitch, but when I look up in December 22nd, I might, December 2022 is what I mean. Mm-hmm. I might look up and be like, wow, I've been doing my best every day for 365 days.
Mm-hmm.
And now look, I'm completely better.
Better.
I'm more than 100% better.
Yeah.
I'm 365% better. So what about it?
Because it was 1% every day.
It was 1% every day. And that helps me not feel pressure.
Mm-hmm.
It helps me to remain authentic. It helps me to continue to like honor myself in the fact that I don't have to do it all at one time. There's space. There's room for improvement. And also, it's a journey.
It is a journey for sure. And we have to find joy in this process, in this journey, because the thing that I was feeling when I was striving for perfectionism was frustration.
Mm.
It was really frustrating because It's like when you are a perfectionist, you see mistakes as failures, and mistakes are inevitable. Like, we're going to make mistakes. We should see mistakes as teachers. Like, you know what? We won't do that next time.
Yeah. Opportunities for learning.
Right. So, yeah, instead of viewing mistakes as failures, I have done a reframing of sorts and said, you know, we're going to use this as a lesson.
Yeah.
Ways to improve, things that can be better. It's not the end of the fucking world if something's not great the first time. And, you know, flipping it and motherfucking doubling.
There's room for
finding joy in the journey, because sometimes I'm so obsessed with the outcome that I don't enjoy the journey. And then it's just like I throw the whole thing away if it doesn't.
Yeah.
Doesn't like perform or turn out how I envisioned in my mind.
And then it's just literally going from one goal to the next, one goal to the next, and really never appreciating the process.
Right.
Everything that was there to learn. Come on. Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this: you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR's got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure. Absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, but now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling, but with them presenting Black stories, Black truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcasts.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about MyLifeInABook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today. We're doing better this year.
We're doing better. We've been doing better.
We are. We are. And if you're a mommy that struggles with perfectionism, we're gonna talk about how to avoid it.
Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right. No fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your Spot Me limit by receiving Boost from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Because that's what we have to do. We have to learn how to.
And I don't know where this shit came from because I don't feel like it was ever an ex. This is definitely all self-imposed. I don't feel like anybody ever was like, you know.
Yeah.
You need to be this and you need to be that.
So you got to do some work around it.
Therapy.
But I feel like you're already doing some work. So the best way to avoid dealing with perfectionism is to adjust our expectations. That's the real biggie, right? It's like, don't expect people to be perfect. Don't expect yourself to be perfect. Really expect humanism. That's right. What we have to expect.
Right.
That we are flawed, that things will not always be just perfect.
Yeah.
They're not always going to be that way. Sometimes there's going to be error, and that's okay too. What we can do is expect to improve every day.
Mm-hmm.
We can expect to stay motivated so that we can finish our goals, so that we get closer to our objectives, things like that. Those are the healthy expectations. It's like, okay, show up, show out. Don't got to be perfect. Just show up and show out. That's all I'm trying to do this year.
Showing up and showing out. That's all we can do.
Expect to show up and show out.
When I show up, I'm going to show up.
And that's it. I'm going to show up. I'm going to show out. I'm going to do the very best I can.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get a bag in the midst of it. It always comes back to that for me, y'all. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
I'm not sorry.
Yeah. And just aim to improve your habits.
Yeah.
And the way you show up. That's really the T. Improvement over perfection.
Right. So let's talk about how we can aim for excellence, because excellence, black excellence, mm-hmm. became a
excellence.
Thing. Excellence became a thing.
Yeah.
How do we aim for excellence? Experiment wisely.
Yeah.
We are going to stop letting fear hinder us mm-hmm. from trying new things, seeing how they work for us.
Yeah. And when's the last time you tried a new thing?
You gonna put me on the spot.
Well,
when's the last time I tried a new thing? Damn. I tried a new food.
Hmm.
Yeah, you know what? Because sometimes I do get set in my ways and get stubborn. Like, this is hella minor. I had tried a little collard wrap mm-hmm. from Lassen's, mm-hmm. a barbecue little collard wrap, raw collard wrap, and it was so good. It was the kind that Lassen's had made, right? Yeah. And when I went back to Lassen's to get it again, it wasn't there. So I was pissed because I was like, ooh, I want that collard wrap so bad.
Yeah.
And then my boo was like, they have pre-made collard wraps, like a brand.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this one says, the other one said like barbecue, raw barbecue collard wrap. This one said barbecue burger, veggie burger wrap or something.
It's
and I was like, I don't know. It's not going to be as good.
Yeah.
But you know what? I just relinquished it and I tried it and the shit was good.
Okay, good.
So that's like very minor, but that was the last new thing that I tried.
And it's just baby steps. It's just flexing the muscle of being able to step out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
And I think if we just give ourselves a kudos.
I did want to try something like really like.
Like squid or something? Oh, no.
No, I don't mean food. Oh. I mean, like, an experience.
Float tank.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little small things.
Something. When's the last time you tried something new?
Now you done flipped it on me. When's the last time I tried something new?
Experimented.
I probably haven't. I need to. Gonna be completely honest.
You know what was a cool thing, random tangent, that my leek's doing? She's, like, doing something called do, see, eat.
Uh-huh.
Like every month, do something, see something, eat something new.
Every month. Okay.
I was like, that's a good mindset to have.
Yeah.
Like, do something that you haven't done before. See something that you haven't seen. Like, well, you know what? I've been living in LA and I've never seen this. And this is something like that's cool to see.
Yes.
This is a place I've never eaten before that I've been wanting to try every month.
Yes. I think that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Which brings us to our next point, harness curiosity. So being curious about new things means you have a growth mindset. So rather that's a new talent, a new hobby, a new place to eat, whatever it might be, all of that just helps us flex our excellence muscle. It's like, I'm willing to go out there, get out of my comfort zone, try something new, expose myself in a way that I haven't before, be fearless, and do the best that I can.
Right.
You know? Sparking that curiosity. So I think that's a really great idea.
Writing down or figuring out something to try, new, experiment new, or what did you say?
Hobbies.
Talents.
Talents of sorts.
Yeah.
Yeah, getting into it. Or go back to some shit that maybe you didn't do because you were afraid of. Maybe you started it and put it down.
Wait, you want to get back to photography? No. Okay. I thought you were going that direction.
Maybe. Maybe I'll pick it up. Maybe I'll do a little something, something.
The thing is, we have to be intentional, though.
Yeah.
Like, harnessing your curiosity definitely is an intentional practice. And we have to be intentional with everything we do, because time will fly and you will be like, oh, wow, this was like kind of a mundane blah. I can't really find something that really lit my flame this year, because mm-hmm. we're just going through the motions. So I think definitely being intentional and striving for excellence will have us at the end of the year or whenever just reflecting like, wow, you know what? I really did some shit.
I really did it. I want to look at myself like that.
Yeah.
That's what I want to look at. Not the experiences or none of that. I want to be like, wow, I really was together this year.
Yeah.
I really did everything that I said I wanted to do. I showed up 100% at my black girl gig, not the white one, y'all. The black one.
The black.
I showed up at my black girl gig at 100%. I pulled myself together every day at 100%. I showed up.
And out.
I left it all on the table.
I gave all I had to give.
That's it. Like Beyonce said, I was there. What she said?
Now, Beyonce, now that is a queen that I think really strives for excellence. Excellence.
Yeah.
She always does her best. She leaves it all out on the floor.
Yeah.
And then she goes back, revitalizes herself, and comes back and does it again.
Yeah. 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 But that's the standard that you have to have for yourself. It's yeah. really the standard of excellence. Nobody can have a standard for you that you cannot, you know,
that is so
maintain.
True.
You have to decide on the inside, what the fuck do I want for myself?
It's all a choice. I was thinking that, like, when I was setting up the shit, like the automated shit that was going to go up for the episode, I'm like, this is excellence.
Yeah.
Getting ahead of the shit, knowing what needs to be done, getting it done before the time it needs to be done.
Yes, period. It does. It gives you it gives you, honestly. Okay, y'all, because now it's getting real. We're more than a 2-man band now. It's a 4-man band.
Yeah.
A 5-man band. Honestly, it's a 5-man band. So,
you know what that is?
Growth. Okay. It's growth. Yes. So, but there's just a few things that we've gotten in the habit of not doing since we've been a 2-man band. But now that there's more of us, we really have to take advantage of the fact that we have support and we have help and we have the resources and the means to put the people in place and, nigga, elevate.
Yeah.
Like, don't stay at the 2-man band level when there's 5 of y'all.
That's dumb.
That's ghetto.
That's stupid.
Like, why are you going out sad?
Right. And it's like, why aren't you implementing the things that you need to implement to get the shit done? If that means you need to do it two days before, whatever it is,
get up an hour ahead of time, no matter what it is. And you know what I just thought about? Why work so hard to get to the point of being able to put shit in place to still show up raggedy?
Right.
Work so hard, do everything you got to do, and you're still going to show up raggedy.
Right, when we have opportunity to show up excellent.
And really take the lead. Putting these bitches behind us, what? Time to wake them up. Time to wake them up, as Roland Ray says.
Is he doing okay?
I don't know. He was struggling with COVID.
He was.
Yeah.
Hopefully he rolls out of that intact.
Yeah.
Okay, so while we're aiming for excellence, we're going to also practice self-care on this journey. This is important.
Mm-hmm.
This is very important. We're going to have positive self-talk.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to frequently check in with ourselves, reflect, like I mentioned earlier, on the journey, on the process. Just making sure, like, what we're doing is in alignment with what we want for ourselves. And just making sure, like, you know, we're always tapped in and never tapped out.
Yeah. And connect with a good friend who can hold you accountable. Maybe when they hear you slipping or talking that perfection shit or like down talking or saying some shit that you should not be saying, they can be like, girl, stop.
Yank up by collar.
Period. Okay. Slap in face. Slap on ass. Get out there. Whatever it's going to be. Somebody who can be like, no, we're not doing that.
Bitch, you doing that. Somebody says, bitch, you doing a good job.
Period.
But also, it's not accepting mediocrity. I don't like those yes men people that's like, you know what? It's good when you know good and well, it needs to be better. Not saying kick people when they're down.
Don't kick them, but give them a quick nudge.
Don't kick them, but slap them on the ass and call them and tell them to do better.
Yeah.
Shit.
Little by little. Just trust the process. Trust the journey.
Yeah.
Be honest with yourself. Be gentle with yourself. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to other people. Don't be asking or expecting people to show up and do the most. Nigga, go to therapy and heal. Period. That's really what it comes down. Go to therapy and heal.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So we are moving on to our segment of the week.
Yes.
This week we're doing a girlfriend gag.
Yeah, it's a girlfriend gag.
So, girlfriend gag, just for a reminder for those of you who may have forgot, you can submit your letters, your questions, your concerns, and we will address them with your permission here on the show. So we got a letter.
We got a letter. We got an email. And it says, you're going to read it? You want me to read it? I got you. Baby girl says, my husband is a drunk. Actually, yeah, hold on. Before he a drunk, he's an asshole drunk.
Your mic is
done. My husband is an asshole drunk. However, he drinks extremely infrequently, so this issue only arises every few years. Christmas week, he went to his office holiday party and got blacked out drunk. Then came home at 1:30 and picked an argument with me. My mother-in-law was visiting for the holidays and peeped how he was acting, so she started checking him.
Okay.
Check his Check ass,
your
mama.
Son, because it was a...
Who raised
all,
you?
First of all, I want to start with your mama.
She should have whooped your ass. Okay?
This mama was ready, though.
It escalated to them arguing and her crying. Due to unrelated PTSD, I got extremely overwhelmed by drama. Plus, I had work in the morning, so I hit up a homegirl and asked if I could crash on the couch.
Oh, shit.
Got my shit together and left. I called his brother to let him know his mom and my husband were arguing and asked if he could help simmer it down. Mm-hmm. When I arrived to my friend's place, I called Mill, mother-in-law, to let her know I'm safe and would be home in the morning. Okay. She told me my husband was sleeping, so all seemed well. Now, here's where everything went extremely left. 7 a.m. the next morning, I'm pulling into our driveway and his brother calls me and proceeds to start going the fuck off.
Okay, boy.
He drags me for leaving his mom in that situation. Like, then he starts explaining to me what a wife's responsibilities are. How I either should have stayed home or brought their mom with me.
What?
Listen, I stopped him and told him he needs to redirect that anger at his brother because I'm the one who got abused here verbally when I was minding my business watching Netflix after work. This nigga starts saying how my husband and I need to do something about our unhealthy relationship, my poor decision making, and some other bullshit I can't remember because I hung up on him and proceeded to block him on everything.
Boy, bye.
The gag is, my brother-in-law lived with us for 3 months in 2019 and his girlfriend, who has since married. I won't go into details, but he is the last person on planet Earth who should be telling me what a wife should or should not be doing, as he is literally in an Elsa-level glass house.
Who's what Elsa? Is Elsa? Is that Disney?
I Frozen. Feel like it might be Frozen, Frozen? But I...
But we don't know.
It's funny whoever did it.
Right.
It pisses me off that I'm held to this golden standard that he could and would never hold his non-black wife to. Also, this is the second time he has called to drag me this year.
Okay, he doing too much. You ain't gonna keep calling me and thinking you can drag me, nigga. What?
In May or June, they called to clear the air about how I hurt the wife's feelings back in 2019. I lost the pregnancy weeks prior to this call, so basically I told them to both fuck off. If they wanted to talk about what happened 2 years ago, then they should have reached out 2 years ago. Not when I'm in the pits of hell after losing our baby. As for this last incident, could my husband call his wife to cuss her out about the infinite number of poor decisions she makes?
Right.
No. So IDK, why he felt comfortable about doing that to me? I told my husband it's his responsibility to rectify that, and he agrees. Anyway, at this point, I hate them all, and I'm fantasizing about my Tatiana life alone in the mountains of Peru. My Tatiana life would be like in the mountains of Peru. His mom apologized, called the brother and made him apologize, and my husband apologized, is enrolling in therapy, and said he's never drinking again after he woke up to his life ruined. Unfortunately, I am not in the space to forgive anybody. I feel like this family's punching bag, and IDK, what to do, or I don't know what to say or do, because at this point, I don't give a fuck about any of these apologies. I know the drinking issue with my husband can be resolved, but it's the familial fracture that I don't see us returning from. I can't see myself going to family events in the future because even after the apologies, I don't feel respected. What do you do when an apology isn't enough? Now, our feedback.
Yeah, the brother, first of all.
The brother can suck a sick dick and go to hell.
That was not the brother's place at all.
Hell no.
Don't call me telling me what I should have done with anybody.
And nigga, first off, you know what you could have did?
Your mom.
Period. Go get your mama from the situation. Go set your brother down. Tuck him in and make sure he's had some water before going to bed.
What are you calling me for? going the fuck off. Boy. I would have been like, ah! Remember when we used to do that?
Yeah.
Ah! Right in his face. Like, bruh, what we're not about to do is this. You got to get off my phone.
Period. I, too, would have had to get his ass together. I would have been like, nigga, if you don't hang the fuck up and call your family.
What are you calling me for? Talking about the duties of a wife? No.
Nigga, the duties of a son are. And I would have listed out
the duties of a son. The duties of a man.
Let me go to the duties of
a husband.
What the fuck?
Like, you talking to the wrong person. And you know what? Sometimes you do have to remove yourself from the situation, especially when people are belligerently drunk. I don't want to be in this house, and I have to get my ass up and go to work in the morning.
Yeah. Honestly, truly, I think this is a tough situation because this is your husband, not your boyfriend. I don't know if it needs to be a family counseling or a sit down with the brother, establish some boundaries. That's what it really seems like, some boundaries and allowing yourself to take the time away from the family that you need. Don't feel pressure to go to any family events. Right. Don't feel pressure for them to pull up on you during the holidays. Maybe you don't need that right now. And let your husband know so he can honor that and you guys can be a united front when the enemy comes.
Yeah, it's
okay,
like,
when the adversary comes, it's like, hold on, we're not doing that because shit already went left a few months back. I would definitely be talking to my husband. Yes, get into therapy. Or just stop drinking. If everything is cool when he's not drinking, maybe it's no tea. Maybe
it seems like he can't handle the liquor.
And sometimes it's like that.
Sometimes people cannot handle the liquor, and I definitely am an advocate of, if you can't handle it, let it sit.
Sit down.
Because if you're going to pick it up and it's going to cause turmoil and wreak havoc and shit, you don't need to drink it.
You don't.
And I don't want to be around you when you're drinking.
It really is the brother-in-law. It's not even the mother-in-law. You and your meal are cool.
Right.
It seems like, so you can accept her apology. She probably just feels terribly that it happened.
That her sons are fucked up.
Right. It's the brother-in-law.
Yeah.
He's the one that you and your husband need to sit down with and establish some real boundaries.
Yeah,
with.
Like, these are our boundaries. This is my wife. And your husband can even communicate it.
Yeah.
These are my wives. When you're talking to my wife, it needs to be about this, this, this. Don't call her about nothing else.
Period. And wait till I'm sober. If this ever happens again, if you got an issue with my wife with something that she did over me, wait till I'm coherent enough to be in the middle of it.
Yeah. And I'm happy that your husband has decided to go to therapy. Maybe a little bit of couple sessions of couple therapy might be good too.
Yeah. But fuck that brother-in-law. Fuck him until he can get his mind right. And then we can welcome him back. But until then, it's fuck him. That's what we say. That's what we would do.
Okay, y'all,
if you have a girlfriend gag that you want our advice on, or just some tea that you want to spill with the homegirls, feel free to email us at contact@theblackgirlbravado.com.
yes, and next week we are talking about
rejection sensitive dysphoria.
Ooh.
Yeah, come on back to hear all the tea. Love y'all so much. Okay. Love y'all.
The Kappa.
Yeah, the Kappa. Love y'all so much. Thank y'all for the support, and we will see you next week. Bye.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile Coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.